Are you getting my point? That is what I call the general will of God. The mistake we make is that we put the cart before the horse a lot of times as people. Listen, this is how it is. The Bible says there is a proper procedure for every event under the sun. Are you getting my point? There is first of all a general level of the will of God, and it is forbidden by God that a man should seek to know his will when he has disobeyed the general one. Do you get the point I'm trying to make? Listen, this is the spiritual order. That I don't start inquiring about God's will when it is time to marry. In which city should I live in? Should I move down to Abuja? Or I think I should use the opportunity that has opened now to move to Mozambique. What do I do? Hey, this one, I'm about to enter university. What do I feel in jump? Do I want to study law? Or I really want to do architecture? God, please speak. Oh, dear Lord, speak, talk. That is the wrong time to start seeking to know God's will. Do you get what I'm trying to say? First of all, Paul explained that we gave you instructions on how you are supposed to walk normally and therefore please God. Please, get it clear. That is the first thing. When you have learned that, he said, this is the will of God concerning you. That's the first line. Your sanctification. He now explained what sanctification is. Let's just read down further before I say what happens after you have learned that. That is that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God, and that no man transgress and defraud his brother in the matter, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things, just as we also told you before and solemnly warn you. He said, for God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but in what? In sanctification. Now, let me just stop there. Paul was describing to us what is practical sanctification for believers. And that is the first level in working with God's grace, in working in God's will. Are you getting the point I'm making? A man is thinking, God, which business do I do? The last business he did, all the people he did business with, now God will punish you. They talk every morning they wake up. That is when they wake up in the morning. All they are saying is that, maybe you saw somebody something. He looks at this man. He no go better for him. Anytime he thinks about you. Now listen. Let me just say this. Whether you like it or not. This is just by the way. This is not the main thing I'm saying. Make sure your deeds in life does not incur curses for you from the mouth of people. As much as it depends on you, you must not be one that anytime people think about you, nah, like we say in Pidgin, now swear they go, they swear for you. That's why, you know, thieves, they can't live long or do well in life. If you see any thief, listen, if you see any career thief who seem to be prospering, physically speaking, God has reserved him for a terrible assignment, and the day God will judge him, he will judge him very harshly. You know why? People are always releasing, maybe you hang your shirt, as you go there, the shirt don't miss. The person will take the shirt, it no go better for him. That is not a joke. Not better for himness is being encapsulated into a spiritual force. It will start. Look, we may not see him, but it is following him everywhere. I mean, one day, I had an issue somewhere, and one panel beta was just talking nonsense, you know, in my presence. I was saying that it's because he's telling the truth, and that some people, that's why they lie. I said, that's why God also punishes them. He said, who would do that when God they punish? I said, what does it matter? If a man is suffering in Cairo right now, does it concern me? He is suffering. I don't care about it. And he said, look, this one that you go under a man's car, lose one knot. I said, oh God, this knot, this one not good. You know it's good though. It's 1.5, they sell a new one, you put up. And then, one day, that new one, which is bad, it breaks. I said, ay God, people where they make this thing, no go better for them. Listen, you will bring and come. The man where you buy them from, all of them, you are joining, they share, you know, it's called a prophet's reward. This is a sinner's reward. Each person gets his own. That is why you buy a car, it will stop knocking the engine. There's not, you know, that's the problem with people. A lot of preachers, that's what they do. All the witches that are against you, tonight, they will leave you alone. It's a lie. The witch said, you pastor, I will join yourself. Just watch. How can they leave him alone? Have I not explained to you before that Satan doesn't have any power? All he can do is argue cases before God. He doesn't have any power. He doesn't. All he does is that
As the pastor is saying, so Satan will say, God, that one we pastor the talk now. Own. See that guy kneeling down there. Wait, say, see that trouser. I know the owner. The trouser will do is okay. Maybe he just gave special offering. Should I tell you where he got the money from? Let me explain now. Four of them did business. It was supposed to be shared 25% amongst four people. The money came to 100,000 naira. I mean, I was there. I mean, I go to and fro. My name is Satan. Going to and fro the surface of this earth. I was there. He went and told his friends that all the profits only 40,000. So he still shared the 40 with them. And he now chopped 70,000 total. The other people shared 30. That special offering, he has reported himself. At least now I've told you where the money comes from. As pastor say, Holy Ghost fire. The man thinks he's against his enemy. Doesn't know he's on his head. Listen, that is how Satan afflicts people. That is how witches afflict people. You go around defrauding one person, lying from here to there, cheating people from here to there. The Satan will never leave your business alone. Let us stop praying rubbish prayers. You cannot give enough offerings to deliver yourself from that. The only thing is repentance. You hear what I said? The only thing is what? Repentance. Listen, let me say it clear to you. You don't have the ability. The Bible says the redemption of a soul is costly. Look, it is costly. You can't make enough money to pay God to deliver you. You can't. But repentance, are you getting my point? Only acknowledge your iniquity. That one will free you instantly. That is, you come forward. That is, you are not even giving any special offering. He said, you give a sacrifice for redemption of your sin. It's a lie. Jesus sacrificed all this sacrifice necessary for the redemption of your sins. Only believe. That's what they said. Only believe. Only what? Believe. You go there, you kneel down, you confess, you repent. As soon as you get up, let me see the witch who wants to die young that will try you after that. Then the pastor doesn't have to shout. All he needs to do is you join hands with him and say, Father, I thank you because this child has been delivered. The witch that doesn't leave him alone after that, he's signing off for sudden death. Listen, that's the basic thing about Christianity. That's what we need to know. You know, I see a lot around these days and I laugh. This seed is for your breakthrough. Listen, my friend. A man who has broken down by iniquity, only repentance can break him through. Listen, let me tell you something about God. God is if you saw God physically, you won't even recognize him. His behavior is very weird. So what do I mean? If a man likes to tell lies, God will sit down with him and say, oh boy, tell me more. By the time you finish lying to him, he will use your lie to prove to you a point, and you will believe it, and you say, it was God that told me. Yes. And you will get up and act upon it, and you will die suddenly. He said, but God spoke with me. He said, to the crafty, I show myself as crafty. What's wrong with you? God, that's the way he is. That is why, when people are running up and down, looking for a kind of deliverance, that God knows they are not yet ready to repent of wickedness, God will follow them up and down. You see, there are preachers who their assignment in God is to put affliction upon wicked people. That's their job. They give you hope where there is no hope. No, God is my witness. I know what I'm saying. That's their job. It's a wicked job, but is it a job? It's a bad job. It's called, they have healed the heart of the daughters of my people slightly. Saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. And he was speaking about prophets. He said, they have healed the heart of the daughters of my people slightly. Saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. He tell the man, it is well. Don't worry, God said, one of my friends, make I remember my friend for a bag leaking. Say he went to go and pray so he can win election. They said, let us go to where witches meet and they do divination. He said, no, I'm a Christian. They said, very fine. So they left him. Then they came back and said, we have found a pastor. You don't want to go to Babalawo? At least we have found a pastor. And he went there and the pastor said, after the pastor heard everything, his prayer. Say all the tithes and offering for the last 4 years you were in office, you first paid the arrears. you were here that day when he was in it, in this office. He was laughing. He said, Pastor, God used that man to collect all the money I had. That's because he had to borrow money, do everything. He borrowed the only thing he had left, a car. He used it as collateral, borrowed money from a lawyer.
So the pastor collected the arrears of tithes and offering and prayed for him. He said, he dreamt God to him. He said, oh, that one you are doing there. Now, why you? You will not win this election. You say, I say so. At the end of the day, he didn't win. He didn't get anything. The car he had, the person he borrowed, he couldn't pay back now. He told me, sitting down in this office, he said, Pastor Frankie, that God used that man to collect everything I had left. I said, that's the man's assignment. You don't want to repent and obey. No problem. You will see a man who will prophesy lies to you. No, get my point. Go and read the story when Ahab died. When Jehoshaphat went there and they said, before we go to Ramoth Gilead to go and fight, let us get prophets to prophesy. And prophets came. Hey, thus says the Lord, my king. Thus says the Lord. And I saw the Lord on his throne sending forth angels to fight on your side. I saw the angels slaughtering your enemies. Go forth and you will win. And Ahab said, thank you, good prophet. Secretary said to him, his prophecy was particularly special. Give him double dose of money. You know, it was Jehoshaphat that said that. Jehoshaphat looked at all of them. He said, excuse me, sir. Is there no other prophet around here that seems to have more sense than this one? Now, there's a reason I'm telling this story. You would think the other prophets were not inspired, but they were. If they said they saw visions, they actually saw visions. How do I know? It's a simple thing. When they called Micaiah, Ahab said, that one doesn't prophesy anything good about me. As if it is personal. As if it's not a matter of the iniquity of his hands. He said, let's just call him. And as soon as that one got there, he said, you go, no problem, you go succeed. And they said, oh boy, talk true now. He said, you want to hear truth? They said, yes. You want to hear truth? They said, yes. He said, listen. Then suddenly he began to narrate the visions. This is it. He said, I saw it. It happened. Let me summarize the story. A lying spirit left the presence of God, entered the mouth of the prophets, and began to prophesy. That is, every single one of those prophets were inspired. Every single one. There was a spirit talking through them. They were not imagining things. There was a spirit. That's why, listen to me. You want to know the will of God? Enough of prophetic visitations. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. Because what you hear is dependent upon your obedience to the general will. It has nothing, listen to me, to do with the real will of God for your life. Nothing. It is dependent upon the degree of your obedience to the general will of God. Micaiah said, I saw it. He said, God said, who will entice Ahab for me? I want to kill him in Ramoth Gilead. And the spirit said, I will. He said, what are you going to do? No, to tell lies. It's not the first time. We are used to it, sir. I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. I will give him spiritual strength to go to battle, the battle in which he will die. Many people have invested in businesses because a prophet said, thus says the Lord. And God said, no problem. That prophet really heard a voice. In fact, I despise the spirit that spoke through him. Except that I know that that is the business that will ruin you, ruin your family, ruin your career, ruin everything you have ever put your hand to. He said, why? He said, because the iniquities of your hand, you have not stopped them. But the prophet said, listen, you know, you've heard me teach. It is not as if I despise prophecies. No. It is because you don't go to hear prophetic words with a dirty heart. You know, January 31st, if I say this, it will shock some people. I hope you are not offended. January 31st is the greatest lying season in Christianity. The December 31st, I wanted to say, into what we call crossover night, into January 1st, everybody shows up in church. I have sat in church before, and as soon as they finished saying Happy New Year, the people sneaked out and into Premier Garden. I'm not blaming the pastors. You know, you've seen that. It's not the prophet's fault. It's the man who comes. I mean, there are 1,000 people there. There are only three people out of the 1,000 that God said, 2009 is your year of breakthrough. Even the thief says, amen. He's a rogue. All the problems of 2008, hear me. In 2009, you will see them no more. Satan said, all right, okay now. I'm waiting here. When you finish in church, bros, you know, say we get deal. And the guy is there shouting, amen.
And as soon as, when I say lying season, I don't mean the pastor is a liar. I mean that is when the lying, you know, it flows around. Listen, the first week of this year, the first business that will come across your way is your passport to breakthrough. The man actually hears it and believes it. He does not know for him, that's a special lying word. In which that is the one that will send him into breakdown. Why? Because 1st of January doesn't change the hearts of people. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't. December 31st, I can be sleeping. It really doesn't move me, honestly. It's just out of discipline that everybody is going to join. Let us go. Oh God, you say, Pastor Monkey, what is wrong with you? It's you that something is wrong with. If you think breakthrough, it comes by a change of calendar. I'm going to emphasize something here. That he said, this is the will of God concerning you, your sanctification. It is that sanctification that opens the door for hearing correct words. This is the interesting part. A sanctified heart, interesting enough, tends to instinctively know God's will. Let me tell you how the will of God is supposed to be for a child of God. What did you eat this morning? Huh? Yes. You had beans. What did the Spirit say to you before, of all the foods to choose, you chose beans? Nothing. So, you ate out of the will of God. Listen to me. Almost every morning, I have a breakfast I eat. It's bread-based. You know, the Spirit never told me about it. It started from the days of being a bachelor. You will just, I get bread in Lagos. So the woman with the sellers, they used to knock on my door in the morning. I'm serious. I'm very serious. I say, which kind of wahala be this one? Because me and my friend, once the woman start passing, we come out. Madam. It was very easy. There was nothing. You don't even have to light a fire. If na Bonvita or Milo, just put inside the car, shake everything, chop the bread while you are standing and drink it. So it became a habit. No, the Holy Spirit never spoke to me about it, believe me. No, thinking about it, now, did I ever pray one day, dear Lord, what shall your son eat for breakfast? It was just what I liked to eat. There are those that don't like bread. My mom does not like bread. She doesn't like, there are people who, they don't know why people eat bread. Now, I'm looking at something. That's how the will of God is supposed to be to the child of God. That is, without thinking, without stressing much, you just decide that this is the one that seems good to me. And just by discovering the one that seems good, you discover the one that's the will of God. Are you getting my point? Listen, it's a misunderstanding that we have all imbibed to think we have to have a reference point to where when God said, my son, now get what I'm saying. God occasionally says, my son, amen? Yes, he does. Occasionally, you will have a dream. We'll talk about these things as time goes on. Please don't miss this whole series, all right? We're going to be on it for some time. Occasionally, you will go to church and a pastor will say, as I was about to start preaching, the Lord just began to speak to me. And he said, there is a brother here. You woke up 6 a.m. this morning and you began to pray. And you prayed for 15 minutes and you burst into tears. And you were so confused as to what to do about this particular situation. And he wants you to know that this and this and this are to be done. It's called the word of knowledge. It happens. Amen? It happens. Once in a while. Once in a rare while. Are you getting what I'm saying? Please, it happens. But nobody can wait for it. Nobody is to plot on it happening. What each person is supposed to do is to learn the general will of God and use the general will to make decisions most times. What do I mean by general will of God? Let me tell you very simple things. Prefer one another in love. If two of you are quarreling over something, you step back. If I say this, make you laugh. If you hear, you like one sister, one brother likes her too. You hear that one, stop chasing her. It's enough. It's called prefer one another in love. It's a general will of God. Diligence is a general will of God. Evangelist who is in school. Listen, evangelists are meant to go to school in the morning, not evangelistic field. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Oh God, there's a crusade that is coming on. It's just that it's clashing with the exams. Bros, if you don't want to take the exam, go and see the dean and resign from that faculty first. It is not the will of God to be found in mission field when exam is going on. Let me add this one to it. It is not even the will of God normally to be found not reading when exam is coming on. You know what I mean? It's starting next week. Said there's this powerful crusade. Praise God. It's an open door. The Lord just opened the door. Listen to me. Generally, pastor, say now you they force you come to school. Did you see any place where they say if you don't come to this school, we won't let you preach? No. You were the one that took your hand, wrote the exam, entrance exam, and entered school. For that reason, for the period that course lasts, you are bound to be a student. If you don't like it, take a leave of absence. Go and finish evangelizing the whole of the villages and then come back to school the following year. But as long as you are in that school, the will of God, the normal will of God is to be where? School. Everything has a season. I'm trying to explain something. You talk about the will of God, will of God. There are some things that are general. Diligence, honesty is the will of God. God, what should I tell him? He gave me 2,000 naira to do this business. We'll complete 1,006. Is that not my profit? You said I will reap where I did not sow. Is this not my profit? It's called stealing. It's dishonesty. Do you get my point? If you want to reap where you did not sow, go back at me and say, bros, you gave us 2K, but now 1,600 finish up. The 400 naira, this is the change. You want the change back? If he says you can keep it, hey, that is the sharib where you did not sow. Is that not so? The will of God is honesty. It's not they didn't have change, so I just took a recharge card. Because they didn't have change. You can't scratch the card into your own phone. It's called dealing deceitfully. Now, that is against the will of God. I'm going to explain some basic things. All right? What is the will of God? Should I do this business? Listen to me. Well, I don't want to go into that in detail. If you don't know about it, keep your hands out of it. Don't let covetousness put your hands into what you don't know anything about. These are the general things. Next time, I'm going to talk about the common sense of the Christian. What did I call it? Christian common sense. Say it. Christian common sense. Let me tell you how God expects to know his will most of the time. Is having discovered the general will of God, you operate with that general will of God, and you make common sense decisions with the general will of God. You know what I mean by common sense? Some things that are so basic that everybody should know it. Common sense, you know, in English word, is not the same thing as worldly sense. What I mean is this. What is common to me, who is a believer, trained in the word of God, is not common to everybody. Let me give you an example. For me, it's so common in sense that it doesn't matter where my wife is from. That this the sense is so common. I don't remember to pray about it. Brother Chukwubike, please agree with me. I want to know whether it is all right. This one that this sister is not from my state. Let us pray. Amen. Praise. No matter how American you sound, it's called iniquity. Henceforth, I know no man after the flesh. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Everything has become new. He said, give no offense either to Jews or to Gentiles or to the church of God. Everyone that is a member of the church of God is common sense to me. It's common sense. I don't pray about it. God is my witness. I have never prayed about it. That is when people even discuss it, I realize that my wife is from Delta State and I'm from Ondo State. I'm serious. That is the only time I realize it. It's not an issue. Say, how will it be when people go home? If any man does not love my wife, he's my enemy. That's the end of it. If the whole clan does not love my wife, they have become my enemies. A man ought to love his wife as Christ loved his church, loved the church, and he gave himself up for her. that he might sanctify her. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, that's it. I have come to understand that. That is, for me, is what? Common sense. It's not prayer point. Prayer point is the one that's not common sense. David James said, if any man lacks wisdom, please, I'll talk about that one next week. If any man lacks wisdom, James does not expect you to pray until you lack wisdom. You didn't hear me. Anything that spiritual common sense can handle, you don't inquire about it. A man comes to you. Sir, I'm hungry. I've not eaten since morning. And you too, you are hungry. You have not eaten since morning. And you have 30 naira in your pocket. You don't pray, should I give to him? If you can, he'll say, oh boy, me too, I not get money. See, groundnut, nah, 10 bucks. They said, Gary, there, 5 naira. So, we'll go share them. Take 15 bucks, I take 15 bucks. Doesn't need prayer. Say, Lord, please move upon my heart to know whether I should share this money. look, listen. Christian work, eh? You just grow up. Are you getting my point? You grow up into what is reasonable. All this one of demanding special manifestation is when children are behaving. You know, like I have little kids in my house. My boy, Akinlu, you get there. You know, you have to tell him when it is time to stop playing, you know, PlayStation or watching cartoon. There's school tomorrow morning. You have to talk to him so that so of course he won't understand. He say, just small. He just say, my friend, oh yeah, off with that TV now, upstairs and to your bed. You know why? He's a child. If he's an adult, you know, without anybody, I don't pray about it. I just know that, I'm traveling tomorrow. I have to drive. I'm going to sleep. Are you getting my point? It's just spiritual training. All this special manifestation, all right? It is a sign of immaturity. One of the things I found about Christians is that, you know, we like romantic stories. Remember romantic stories? You know, if you hear that, Pastor Bang is there, God didn't even speak to him about his wife. He just liked the woman he married. Now, what, me? No, I can't do that kind of thing. You know the one we like? And the time came, and the year was 2005. Oh, man, Kapato, Soto. Hey. And it began to move upon my spirit that it's time for a man of God to get a wife. And I went, as it were, into the mountain and began to pray. I said, Lord, who is the ordained Shakato Sobega? And you are feeling very anointed. And on the third day of the fast, the heavens opened. And I saw, as it were, two angels bringing down a photograph. And I closed my eyes and said, Lord, can I behold thy face? And the Lord said, my son, it is not my face, it's the face of thy wife. And I opened my eyes. You know, he talked like that. You hear, whoo, whoo! Praise God, oh Father. People could fall under the anointing. If I'm sat that kind of place, if I just close my eyes and say, oh boy, look, did you marry the girl or didn't? Because this story you're telling us, people have seen more visions and the girl refused to. I say, people have seen more visions. At the end of the day, the girl will look and say, so Pastor, God sent you. Go look you to talk to bottom. So the God that was sending you, he didn't know he would inform him that you were coming. You did not read the story of Peter and Cornelius. You know, we love romantic stories. Do such things, do they happen? Yes, occasionally. I have friends who can tell you where God revealed to them. And at that time, we'll discuss why God goes beyond the level of common sense. Because sometimes you have to take decisions that common sense can't take, and it's in the will of God. And when I say common sense, is sanctified common sense. But it is difficult for a man to be sanctified in his common sense to that level. And God needs you to act upon it now. Then he interposes with a special manifestation. Listen to me, child of God, it's not common. Out of every, this is my own opinion, out of every 12 people that marry, maybe about one. And if you go into God's presence to ask, you will see that it was necessary to give them strength to face some challenges that are coming up ahead. That's how God does things. Ideally, a Christian grows up spiritually. Do you get my point? And certain things become common to him. I said, James said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. That is, until he gets to the position of lacking wisdom, James doesn't expect him to be asking questions. He said, what are you talking about? When they had to replace Judas, there were some basic things which their years of training with the Lord Jesus Christ had taught them. You are going to be apostles of the Lamb. You are going to be witnesses of these things that you have seen, not that somebody told you about. Therefore, anyone who will replace Judas must have been a witness like the other 11. Are you getting my point? So they began to search. Amongst all the men gathered, they searched and found that only two people qualified. Listen to me. If it was only one person that qualified, the prayer would have ended there. They would have called him forward, laid hands upon him, and they would have added him to the camp of the apostles without further prayer. It's only when they have to do something different from that, that God will now speak. Do you get the point I'm trying to make? Yes, otherwise God wouldn't say anything. God will bless them and let them go ahead with what they are doing. Because they would have fulfilled that which is already common sense to sanctified people. Listen, what is common sense to a sanctified man is not common sense in his village. That is why when you want to ask advice, be careful who you ask. Are you getting my point? One man, I don't know how he became a pastor. I really don't know. He was pastoring a church. You know, I don't like this one where you just use physical diligence to promote a man into an office. And his sister asked that one man is asking her to marry him. And she doesn't know what to do. He said, because he's not a believer. And the man, so the person's friend came to report this one to me. And the pastor said, it really doesn't matter whether he's a Christian or not. She is a good character. You can pray and God will, you know. I said, may God put that one out of ministry until he's fully trained. It's evil counsel. That's the counsel of the ungodly. You tell a Christian girl to marry a man who has not given his life to Christ. You are of your father, the devil. It's arrant nonsense counsel. And the girl was even nice enough because of her childhood spiritually to come and ask you for instruction. That's worldly common sense. When I'm describing common sense, okay, I'm talking about common sense in which every expressed instruction in the Word of God has become common to the person. That take no thought for tomorrow, what we shall eat, what we shall drink, and wherewith thou shalt we be clothed, to the person is common. Where sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you have treasure in heaven, to the person is common. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Where honor the Lord with thy substance, and the first fruit of all thy increase, to that person is what? Is common. So this is the will of God concerning you, your sanctification, that you abstain from all fleshly lust. To that person it is common. One day I went for a meeting somewhere. It was a singles meeting. Very celebrated, where I was then. So a friend of mine said, let's go and see what's going on there. I went there too. And the person called the meeting, introduced the subject, and said, there is a sister, she's engaged to one brother, and the brother said that since they are Christians, they're not allowed to be sleeping together yet, but he can't do without sleeping with a woman, so he won't disturb her, but she can allow him to have a girlfriend outside, to be getting regular servicing until they are married. And the discussion of the meeting was that, what should she do? I told my friend, can we go? The discussion of the meeting is that, what shall she do? One person that was changing microphone and explaining their own viewpoint. I told my friend, but when you're ready, we can go now. This is what I will gather here. In the name of Jesus, you evil spirit, come out of him. That's what you should say. I command that devil that's tormenting your soul right now to come out. That's what you should be telling the person, not discussing. You know that after three people exchange their ignorant microphones, I told my friend, look, let's go home. This one we are doing here is not the will of God. That's what I'm talking about, common sense. This is not the will of God. There are certain things that Paul said shouldn't even be named amongst, shouldn't even talk about it. That the one will happen that we solve it amongst ourselves in secret. Say, brethren, please don't say it outside, please. Don't let them hear that, even we too. I beg. I'm serious. You get what I mean by sanctified common sense? Sanctified common sense. Some things are basic with Christianity. And listen, church, you don't have to. You are forbidden. Listen. Let me end with this scripture. I'm ending now. I read the scripture and I close. You are forbidden from asking questions of God until you have satisfied that which is common. Ezekiel chapter 14. From verse 7, it says, for anyone of the house of Israel or of the immigrants who stay in Israel, who separates himself from me, sets up his idols in his heart, puts right before his face the stumbling block of his iniquity, and then comes to the prophet to inquire of me for himself, I, the Lord, will be brought to answer him in my own person. And I shall set my face against that man and make him a sign and a proverb. And I shall cut him off from among my people, so you will know that I am the Lord. I told you there are some prophets who are whose assignment is to confuse such people. In verse 9 it says, but if the prophet is prevailed upon to speak a word, it is I, the Lord, who have prevailed upon that prophet. And I will stretch my hand against him and destroy him from among my people, Israel. And they will bear the punishment of their iniquity. As the iniquity of the inquirer is, so the iniquity of the prophet will be. What am I saying here? He was saying, in effect, before you come asking questions, there are things that are basic. You fulfill those ones. When you have fulfilled those ones, then, and that if that one cannot answer your questions, then you now go to the next level. Do you get my point? Next time, like I said, I will discuss it in further details. Sanctified common sense. How does it work? Most decisions you make in life as a Christian, you use your sanctified common sense, and the result of it is the will of God. Even if you lose money, is the will of God. Because it is not the sign that I did God's will was that my salary increased. There are times you do the will of God and your salary goes down. Because the appointment for the next season is a lower salary. Spiritual things cannot be monetized. Amen? It is not always a sign of progress that money has increased. Sometimes it's a sign of compromise and agreement with Satan. That a man has begun to walk with people of iniquity. The first sign that he's doing that, Satan just said, quickly, give him money. It can be. But what I'm not trying to explain, the first way you discover God's will is that sanctified common sense. We'll discuss in detail next time. Our time is really far gone now. Let us begin to pray. Have you learned anything today?
Yes, sir.
I said, have you learned anything today?
Yes, sir.
If that's the case, let's begin to give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ.